before we talk about the experience from the practice, I would like to talk about the Buddha that we all respect. When the Buddha was enlightened and he went to teach people, he met the five hermits first. At the first teaching, the Buddha just taught five people, but nowadays more and more people are interested in the teaching of the Buddha. Today I come here and see more than five persons, so it is fortunate for myself and for all of us, because we have the same heart, so we all come together and meet each other. To this point, I would like to talk about the way of the practice. My first experience of the practice is something like we are doing in this place, and I breathe in and out, labeling in the mind that foot and toe. Another kind of practice, some teacher taught me that I count the breath. When breathing, count one, breathe out, count two, and three, and four, until 10. And then the vibers are from 10, 9, 8, until 1. All kinds of these methods, including anapanasati, are the methods that lead the mind to be the state of calmness, but still not leading to wisdom. Those methods concern mainly on the breath. When I come to practice the other kind of method without concerning with the breath, I come to be aware of the movement and to be alert of myself. So there's two kinds of calmness. The first kind of calmness called samatha meditation. It leads the mind to be calm. But the second kind of calmness called vipassana, it is the alertness of life. The calmness of vipassana, there is no grief, anger, or hatred in that calmness. But in the samatha calmness, the grief, anger, and hatred are still there. So we come here to learn vipassana, so that the wisdom will arise. By being aware of oneself, one comes to the very source of one's life, which is latent in everybody. Now, you are listening to my talk, and everyone has already calmness. So calmness is already there in everybody. Our original mind has no grief, anger, or hatred. Our original mind has no grief, anger, or delusion, and it is pure, clean, and illuminated. Whether you are a Thai, or a Chinese, or a Westerner, whether you wear any clothes, wear any uniform, your original mind is already pure, clean, and illuminated. And this is always there. So the very short method that I would like to talk about today. Wherever you go, you just see the cause, you just see the source of your life, and you just see the source of the thought. Whenever the thought arises, you know it immediately. When thought arises, you let it go immediately. Like the cat catching a rat. When a cat catching a rat, then rat will cannot go. This is a very short method of practice. Whenever a thought arises, you let it go immediately. Like a cat punching the rat. Whenever a rat comes, the cat punching at the rat immediately. And we do it. We repeat watching the thought all the time. Wherever you go, or whatever you are, you do like this all the time. And this is the way of practice of the awareness. Today I should stop now because of the time. And from now on, if anyone has any question, you are free to ask.
Because the research from Texas
University
and the
10, and then from 10 to 1, and then from 1 again until 20, and then from 20 until 1. And those methods concern only with breathing, and our concentration is only with the breathing. It is very similar to the method of anapanasati, which is you count short breath, long breath, and those methods concern with calming down the mind. And this method cannot lead to wisdom. It is only calm down the mind. And this kind of calmness is just under delusion. Buddhism teaches us to be calm with wisdom, not calm under delusion. By calmness with wisdom, we realize with awareness. There are so many learnings in Buddhism. By remembering, by breathing, something like that, and that just lead to calmness. We should realize by ourselves according to the sixth law of nature. Look at your own mind now. There is no greed, anger, or delusion in your own mind now, and this is the calmness with wisdom. If anything that arises in your mind, you know it immediately. And this is like the cat punching at the rat. This is the normality of the mind. If anything that is abnormal or unnatural arises, that is the unnatural, that is abnormal. And the abnormal, by abnormal, people preserve the law or the precept. But by nature, the law of precept preserves people. By cleanness, we don't have any dirtiness. By pure, we see into the source of our life. And by blindness or illuminance, we are free from greed, anger, or delusion. Now you are listening to my talk. Your eyes listen to the talk, but your mind see into the origin or the source of your own life, and see the origin of your own life that is happening all the time, and whatever arises, you know it. This is called sila or precept, preserve people, and this is the real practice in daily life. It means to realize, to really see, and different from the former state, different from the former one. Formerly, we thought there are lopa, tosa, moha, which is greed, anger, and delusion. We are kilesa. We have kilesa. But that is just this. Only understanding. That's the misunderstanding. In Buddhist chanting, there's a chant นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนี่คือพาลีแลงเกวจin the meaning it means I pay respect to that Buddha. And who is that Buddha? If we pay respect to the historic Buddha, that historic Buddha already passed away. And where we pay respect to? Or we pay respect to our teacher, our parents. That is to pay the respect to other people, to pay respect to outside ourselves. So we pay respect to ourselves, but formally we don't know like that. Arahato means far away from vilesa or defilement, or far away from enemy. Samma Samputtassa means the Buddha know by himself, experience by himself, or realize by himself, and then he bring that experience to teach other people and teach us, so that we can understand and we can know, we can realize Buddhism. Buddha means one who knows, one who is awakened, one who is blossoming. Blossom, that means to see the origin of our life, which has no suffering at all. Suffering arises only when we have delusion. If you have any question, you please feel free to ask.
Yes.
There are many levels of people according to their understanding or their intelligence. One who has much intelligence can directly see the thought, but one who has less, or one who has less understanding, has to be practiced the movement. And this is only the practice that lead to seeing the thought. So there is some practice or some exercise for one who just begin, but for one who has much intelligence, there's no method. Like Gontanya, the first hermit in the Buddha time, when he listened to the Buddha, he enlightened immediately. And the next four hermits had to practice for a certain level and then enlighten. We are all similar to the five hermits. Someone, when listening to the talk, can directly see the origin of the mind. But someone listening to the talk, seeing into the origin of the mind, but do not see. So for one who does not see the origin of the mind, should come to the practice. And the more practice you are, you have, then you can realize more of your thought of the mind. One who can see, then he can see more. One who doesn't see, then he can see. The development of awareness is very important. And it is very important to everybody. Just like we want to build a house, one who is clever just bring the wood that is useful or that will be fit for building the house. But one who has less intelligence will bring a long log along. So there are many methods for people to practice. But all of those methods just come to the mind and practice at the mind. If you have any doubt or any question, you can ask.
From what you just said, now I'm going to be the first movement to do it in the world of time. When you talk about the whole body,
To teach other people, we should have the method.